Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Bed of Scorpions by Judith Flanders. Read by Susan Duerden. Chapter 1. The summer was rambling on, the way summer usually does in publishing, and I was ready to murder someone. Murder someone cheerfully, with a song in my heart, because we had survived the London Book Fair, when thousands of publishing people from across the world poured into London to be entertained and amused, as well as met more formally for work, each one scheduled in at half-hour intervals throughout the day, even as, because it's our home city, we were also expected to get through our normal work. The Frankfurt Book Fair in October was always easier, because then we would become the thousands who poured in from across the world to be entertained and amused, as well as met more formally for work, each one scheduled in at half-hour intervals throughout the day. But then, a bounce-back email. I'm out of my office at the Frankfurt Book Fair. If it's urgent, please email my assistant on. And you're off. No office responsibilities for a week. But Frankfurt wasn't for another 4 months, which in publishing time is both an eternity and tomorrow. For the marketing and sales departments, October was tomorrow, and they were in full cry, hounding all of us in editorial for catalogue copy, sales pitches, and advance information sheets, so they could produce the material we would need in 4 months. The art department also knew that October was tomorrow, and were also hounding us, this time for cover copy, design briefs, and the same damn advance information sheets we hadn't written for marketing, so they could produce the book jackets we'd also need in 4 months. Because book fairs are not about books as well.